Blog Talk Radio.
Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We are indeed live. It is 12 o'clock. We go from 12 to 2 on a Tuesday. So we're live. If you're picking this up after the fact, thank you for tuning in, whether it be on iTunes, whether it might be on YouTube, wherever you're picking up the show, we appreciate you. What is this show? This is the call-in show. This is an arts and entertainment show. We talk to everybody. We'll be talking to my man Tony Rock later on. We'll be talking to my man Case later on. This is a TV One Takeover, Unsung, and the Game of Dating premiere right here. That's Tony Rock's new show. And my man Case is on Unsung. Thank you for the share. This happens. Mother, sister, welcome to the show. You can also go to my Periscope or my Twitter page. You can see me live. Live right now. And we got a few things going on today. Let me get myself together. Tell you what, let's do this. Let me play something, and then I'm going to come back, y'all. It's Rodney Perry. You're tuning to Rodney Perry Live. Sean Harris, thank you for joining, man. Thank you for sharing as well. Going down.
Right here with you. folding clothes, watching Netflix, catching up on our shows, eating breakfast, raisin bran in my bowl, whipping bananas and some almond milk. I never thought I'd see the day I'm drinking almond milk. You soft, I wanna fold clothes for you. I wanna make you feel good. Baby, I wanna do the right thing. Feel so much better than the wrong thing.
Best actors, we the ones that gotta wear our face backwards. Put your frown on before they think you soft. Never smile long or take your defense off. Acting tough so much we start to feel hard. Live from the city where they pull cars. I got a 40 and a little ready for the day and pull mine. From the hood is the best actors. Gotta learn to speak in ways that's unnatural. Just to make it through the job interviews. If my n***s heard me, they say, damn, what's gotten into you? Just trying to make it, dog, somehow. Peeking through the blinds, I see the sun now. I see it still sleeping and it feels like maybe everything is gonna be alright.
Yo, it's your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Like that, J. Cole. Today on the show, we're going to have Case. Am I still hosting Off the Chain? No, they're no longer shooting any new shows, but they will be. They still show the show. So I guess yes, but we're not doing any new shows. We will be playing some snippets from Love Jones Part 1, Case's new album. Y'all know Case is good for another hit, another classic. Also, my man, my co-star, we did a movie together called Come On Man. The original title of the movie was The Last Laugh. Tony Rock and I, man, we really got to bond during shooting this film. He's coming on the show today to talk about his brand new show. I'm excited. The man knows about dating. If anybody knows about dating, it's Tony Rock. Do we have that clip? Mad Dad. We need that. We make sure we have that clip. I'm belching this shit. All right. So, You Hate to Like Me is in the chat. If you have it on the chat, you want to call in, give me a call, 646-668-8837. Today we're also talking about, ladies, gentlemen, get this. Are you in a relationship, or are you the type of person that's looking to build a person? I mean, not take the person for who they are at face value, but like, you know what? He cute, but I can make him better. You know what I mean? My friend calls that person a Build-A-Bear. He said, right now, I'm not getting into any more relationships with any more Build-A-Bears. Have you ever been the type of person that would make a Build-A-Bear? In a relationship, fellas, we good for it too. Ladies, you good for it. Have you tried to build a person, you know, to what's your specification? Give me a call. Let's talk about it. 646-668-8837. I don't think guys really do that. But I will say this. I think men tend to like women that need them. Understand what I'm saying? Like, I think if you're a self-sufficient woman, if you don't need building, a dude is not going to be really tripping off you. You're too self-sufficient. But if you're needy, a dude likes to be that Prince Charming that comes along and makes your life better. I don't know. Maybe I'm way off. Tell me if I'm way off. Am I tripping? Dorothy said, I learned that the hard way. You cannot change anybody. She said she ain't trying to get no Build-A-Bear. Hashtag Build-A-Bear. That's going to be crazy. Hashtag Build-A-Bear. You're on Twitter right now. Hashtag Build-A-Bear. I'm listening to Rodney Perry talk about Build-A-Bear. Say something like that. Okay, so let me open the lines. Madeline, my producer, coming to you, Matt. Hashtag Build-A-Bear.
Hi, Rodney Perry. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Madeline has put together a fabulous show for us today. The question is, Matt, have you ever been in a relationship with a Build-A-Bear? Have you tried to take and change somebody into what you want them to be?
Absolutely. All the way up until my divorce, yes. I was building
really?
Bears my whole life, yes. Making them better.
You've been building bears your whole life?
Yes, but I'm out of the Build-A-Bear business now. I finally learned the lesson with my hard-headed self, which is whatever that the guest just said, whomever's in the chat room, you cannot change a person, period. They're going to be who they're going to be. But I still do believe in leaving people better than I met them.
Hey, Brooklyn says, I'll be her teddy bear and build on the right path of happiness. Oh, that was beautiful.
Oh, how sweet.
I do think, I will say this, man. I do think people change. But people change when they want to change. Like,
correct.
You can't drive their change.
That's self-work. That is correct. People do change, and we grow and we evolve. You're moving one way or another. So either you're getting better or you're getting worse. So people absolutely change. But that change can only come from
really
within. What?
Somebody said something really interesting. They said, by the time you get them built, you tired and need somebody to build you.
Listen, you are depleted. Absolutely. And you sick of their BS. So you no longer care about how cute the bear is. Or how well-dressed he is, or how well-spoken he is, or how much money is in his bank. You don't care anymore. You're disconnected by the time you've built him. So you build him for the next chick. You make him better
wow.
for the next chick.
Hey, you guys, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. The number, 646-668-8837. Give me a call if you've been here before, if you've been in the Build-A-Bear business. I don't know. I mean, I can say as a man even, I've definitely built some little beautiful little teddy bears.
The teddy bears of the women.
Yeah, the little teddy bears.
I'm sure, though. I think it's just a natural thing. If you're in a relationship and the goal essentially is to build together, so then it's quite logical that you would be pouring and sowing into the life of the person that you're with and claim to love. It's kind of a natural thing. But I think women, we're excessive
right.
in everything that we do. So we ultimately, our hidden agenda is to try to change him and make him into the perfect man for us.
Wow. So, whose fault is it? Is it guys for needing to work or women for wanting to do the work?
It's both. It's guys for mostly being neglectful with doing the work until I found later in their years, the strong ones will eventually look themselves in the mirror and do the work. And it's the women's fault for believing that you have that type of power. We're forever trying to change a man and mold a man, essentially build a bear. You cannot.
Wow.
you have to do the work yourself. Men, women, everyone.
I think I need some more stuffing. If anybody got any more stuffing, I need the more. Anybody got any Build-A-Bear left from a previous Build-A-Bear? I need some more stuffing. Brooklyn said you can't lead a horse to water. I have never built a female, encouraged but never built her. You hate to like me said that.
Do guys do this?
Give me a call. Do men do this though? That's the question. What's up, Killer Swag? Thanks for calling. Thanks for hollering at me. The number is 646-668-8837. I think it's a little different for men. Dorothy says she don't have the energy to raise another son. Ooh, a son.
Another though, but that means, because that's what it feels like. As a woman, it feels like you're raising another child.
Wow.
But she probably has built a bear.
Probably have built a bear. They said, what's the topic? The topic is, the question on the table is this. Build a bear. So have you met somebody and liked them, but still attempted to change them? You met him, he was cool, he was what you like, but you don't like the way he dressed. He was cool, but you knew he could do better. A lot of times, I think it's you seeing his potential, and he doesn't know his potential.
Correct.
You know, but I think that's part of being woman, is that's part of the nurturing aspect of woman.
I agree. It is something that's just very instinctive to us. We tend to make things better. They say you give a woman a house, she'll turn it into a home. So
right.
It's just in us to try to positively impact the people in our life, especially the men, because we fall stupid in love.
Stupid in love?
Stupid in love. Women be just stupid in love, trying to build bears and stuff.
I got a chance to get a first look at the Case Unsung. And did I see you on there, Madeline?
You only saw a picture that was of you, me, and Case. You know I'm unwilling to do those types of things, so I refused, fully declined the interview that was requested.
Are you serious? You turned down the interview?
Absolutely. A TV camera interview? I'm not ready for that. RP, it took you 5 years to get me comfortable to do this with you naturally, over the phone, on radio. No one can see me. So I'm a work in progress. But I did put a picture of us.
I'm building the global media icon. That's my Build-A-Bear. I'm building Madeline Agrusso, global media icon. You can be the queen of all media. You're going to be on TV, radio, all of that.
And you must
and
love
be
me
like,
because
you know
it is such a slow process where a lot of patience is required. For example, you pulling me on stage during our last improv show, I'm so humiliated still.
Oh, did you hear that you're going to be doing the improv class? Did you hear about it?
I have heard that you, and I am feeling and seeing that you are going to be quite insistent upon this. I still have not agreed yet, though.
I think you need to experience it, and it'll help you.
I know.
It's all in the
build a media mogul. Like, you feel like it's time, and you're going to just be insistent upon it. I'm aware. I see you, Rodney Perry.
I'm a fan. I think the world needs to get the experience that I get all the time. Madeline Agrusso, she's the kingmaker on the line. If you want to call, please give your boy a call, 646-668-8837. Build-A-Bear. Chocolate Box says you have cool eyes. What's up, Chocolate Box? What that mean? Damn. All right. So we got Case music in the queue, Madeline. What can I play?
I'm so excited about his new project, and this is truly an exclusive listen. TV One has the honor of having the exclusive for Heaven, which is his single, but we have the entire EP. My favorite would be Too Many Nights in L.A.
That sounds like some real stuff right there. Too many nights in L.A. Yeah, this is Rodney Perry. You tune in. Somebody say, play new edition of BBD. Aqua, you stay right there. You know I love some BBD, so don't even stop.
I'll upload it now. Yes, yes.
Brand new case. Too many nights in L.A. Y'all check it out.
Out the plane, I can feel the wind, know what I'm saying. Baby girl, you just what I was faced with. Same shit. Is she gonna make the time when the time's right? Is she gonna show me love when love won't? I'm just saying, maybe she's thinking that I'm waiting. Say the word and I'm out and I'm waiting. Every time she be calling, I'm with it. We both know the sound when she's calling. Too many nights in L.A. I spent too many nights in L.A. Too many nights in L.A. I took too many nights with her. So
I'm stuck here thinking about you.
This crazy love the way it is. I know you're down there thinking about me. Stay away from her.
Baby,
I don't know where this is going. These California nights pulled me away. And every time she calls, you pull away. I'm just thinking, maybe she's thinking.
This weekend goes down. Rodney Perry, Hank Denson, Lady Lied on Emmett Till. Oh no, that lady's name was she. Her name ain't no Tina. Would you have me look up Tina Campbell? That ain't Tina Campbell. I know that lady need to be put in jail. I don't care how old she is. Yeah, I'm not a fan of hers. All right, y'all. It's your boy Rodney Perry. It's going down. We're playing Case music today. We're going to be talking to Case any minute. He'll be calling into the show. Super excited about chatting with the homie. Tina is getting messed over for supporting Trump. This is the thing, black people. Like it or not, if you support Donald Trump, the president of the United States, black people will ostracize you. White people have never brought down a black celebrity. It's always black people. Always. We always react to something white and ostracize a black person. We never economically flex on white people. Never. I don't care if you don't like Trump. Yes, I'm in my home. I don't care if you don't like Trump. I'm saying this. It's okay not to like him. It's okay not to like the president. But you have to respect the office. Period. What does not taking an Uber, it doesn't do anything. Like, delete Uber from your app because the guy took a job in Trump's cabinet? Are you serious? You know how many companies you'll have to boycott if you start boycotting? I mean, black people, please. I'm saying this. If you're going to boycott, we should have been boycotting. Don't wait till the man get in office. Oh, let me tell you something. Now, what this boycott of Uber does, what it does make you know your power, right? Candace, I mean, if y'all want to switch gears, man, that's what the show is about. It's your show. It's not my show. The number is 646-668-8837. The question is, should people of color lash out at anybody that supports Donald Trump? I mean, all but destroyed Chrisette Michelle's career. We're going to do a gig. Really? Candace say yes. I don't know, man. Now, I will say this. Trump put out a lot of bad energy. And bad energy begats bad energy. Yes. Wherever the show goes, I go. Trump is putting out a horrible energy. But we as people can't allow that to affect our energy. Candace says black dollars matter. He's reaping what he sowed. Agreed. Give me a call, man. We can talk about Dayton. We can talk about Trump. It's all the same. Because if the money starts drying up, ain't no Dayton. Aqua says he has no power, only God. Won't he do it? This is your boy Rodney Perry. We're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Excited about today's show. Dorothy in the building. Mother, sister in the building. On the chat. I'm on Periscope right now live. Going to be switching over to Instagram in a few minutes. So if you don't already follow me on Instagram, holler at your boy. Okay, just saying, man, I'm tired of hearing about him. Well, if you tired after less than 30 days, you in for a horrible 4 years. Hey, thank you, Dorothy, for the retweet on the Twitter feed. Appreciate you. We are indeed like, can Obama save us with his words? I mean, President Obama is now a private citizen. He did put out a comment about the ban on the Muslims. He did speak on that. So I think his words are valid, like any other ex-president, and they are to be listened to. So we'll see. I don't know if that'll affect this dude. This dude fired, he fired a lady he chose. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not pro-Trump, but I am pro-America. Tony, 8889. What's the number? The number is 646-668-8837. Couple things on the table. Obama only said what he could, JP said. But what's on the table? Have you ever been in a relationship and had to build a bear? You saw somebody you liked, but you had to build something else, trying to take it to another level. Build a bear. Or we can talk about politics. Trump. The thing about O'Reilly Perry, I'm well-versed in all subjects. Thanks for the retweet, sis. Inviting your followers, I really appreciate that. Hashtag build a bear in the building. Y'all got the number 646-668-8837. This is Rodney Perry. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Case will be calling in a few minutes. We got Case Music. Madeline, question.
Answer.
How many songs do I got? So I can't play heaven?
You absolutely can play heaven. You get all the music, Rodney Perry.
Wow, that's dope. Okay. So, all right, we got more Case Music. I heard they are not banned Muslims just scanning them. No, that's not true. They are banned for like 90 days. If you happen to be traveling outside the country, you cannot get back in for 90 days. I mean, imagine.
This is correct. It's terrible.
Here,
yes.
You're from New York.
Work here.
Your family's
here. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, and 120 days. Mother Susan says 120 days in some cases. So you got to go through some sort of vetting process that's not even in place. Let me tell you something. I was in the United States Navy. I know it takes years to implement a new law to get it to work properly. These people that's already been vetted, they citizens. Like, why are we reacting? Rodney, did you tell them about when you came in Old Boy House and dropped Mega Deuce? No, I did not. But I will. I will dookie. If I have to dookie, I will dookie. So what should I play next, man? What song?
So there's a song in there that's called I'm Good, and it is not going to be on the original EP. It is an Amazon exclusive. That would be my second choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, new Case, Amazon exclusive, Rodney Perry exclusive. The name of the song is I'm Good.
I remember when I saw your face. I remember when we fell in love. All them times we had them high school days. How could I know you need so much? Now I see you walking in the mall with another damn man, getting all the funny faces and kisses that you used to do. For me. Another love that's kinda cool. Ain't gotta wait on another call from you. Still waiting on the text from late at night. Probably should move on, baby. Will you lie? I just wrote this song to tell you, baby. I'm alright. I just had to let you know that I'm alright. I promise that I'll let you know that I'm alright. I'm alright. I just had to tell you, babe, that I'm alright. I remember how you said my name. I would promise to be lovers till the bitter end. It didn't work the way we planned. But I know you're hoping we could maybe still be friends. We had a chance to make sure that now this beauty girl, the ugly to this prize, the only thing in our way. Sometimes my ego says no one can love the way I can, but I learned from my mistakes. Girl, I'll be a better man. Got another love and she's kinda cool.
Ain't gotta wait on another call from you. Still waiting on a text from late at night. I listen, move on, baby, with your life. I just wrote this song to tell you, baby,
I'm alright.
I'm alright.
I'm alright.
I just had to have to let you know that
I'm alright.
I'm alright. I promise her that I'd let you know that
I'm alright.
I'm alright.
I'm alright.
I just had to tell you, baby, that
I'm alright.
All right,
I'm
alright.
Right.
I'm alright. She's all I really need. I'm alright. Oh, baby. I'm alright. She's all I really want. I'm alright. Baby, baby, don't.
Hey y'all, that's I'm All Right. That's Case, brand new music. The name of the album, I believe, is Heaven. Am I right, Matt? Is that the EP?
It is an EP. It's called Love Jones Part One.
Oh, Love Jones Part One. I'm tripping. Love Jones Part One. Okay. Let me see if I can make this call. It's not letting me get this call. Hold on. I'm calling our favorite guest. All time, man.
Hey, Rodney.
Hello, mother.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, baby. What you doing today?
Us all good. We back on the air. Rodney Perry live. I got Case coming on today. I got Tony Rock. But we had a topic. We were talking about Build-A-Bear. So a Build-A-Bear, like say for instance you're in a relationship and you like the person but you want to change them. Have you ever been in anything like that? Mom. I think you probably muted me out, Mama, if you can hear me. All right. That's not what you want on radio. That's called what they call dead air. Hey, Matt, see if you can get my mama back up. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. The show is going like we always do. I'm about to pull up my Instagram feed. I'm going live on Instagram right now. We're live here on Blog Talk Radio. We're live on Instagram. And we're live with you, people. Come on. Thank you for tuning in. We up on IG. It's going down. Have you ever been in a Build-A-Bear? Are you a Build-A-Bear? That's a good question. Are you a Build-A-Bear? All right. So here we go. I tell you what, hey, thank y'all for tuning in. Tamika Tanner, hello. She said, hell no. Travel Diva, thank you for tuning in. All my Instagram followers, thank you for coming on. You can't say she built an N-word, though. No. D-Rob, what's up, baby? Thank y'all for checking in. It's your boy, Rodney Perry. If you want to call into the show, the number is 646-668-8837. We got Case calling in a couple seconds. Matter of fact, let's do this. While we wait on Case, he'll be in a second. Brand new Case music exclusive right here on Rodney Perry Live. The name of the song is Heaven. New Case.
Put my hand on me. Just
what you want, baby girl, I won't stop it. Right now you want it. I'ma play my part, we can get rocking.
Tonight is about you.
Show me what you want. We can play all night, girl, we can get it on.
Tonight is about you.
Show me what you want. We can play all night, girl, we can get it on. Know that you're bound to lie, but the ride can get a little rocky. And I don't know if you're prepared to go somewhere beyond this room, so we can take it slow, 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 slow.
Come on, baby.
Chicago real soon. Ladies and gentlemen, we got an exclusive today. Brand new music from my man Case. Had a pleasure of meeting this guy shoot almost 10 years ago now outside a club in LA. And I can say we kind of almost became friends immediately. But then to really know this dude is to have like one of the silliest human beings in the world as a friend. Like, I'll get a text sometime, and me and Case will text back and forth scenes from the movie Life. That's the type of stuff we do. Ladies and gentlemen, in the building, welcome to the show. You can catch him on Unsung, but he is very sung and very singing on so many levels, man. The new music is crazy, Case. I love it. I'm good. I like I'm good. I like the acoustic guitar and the whole feel of that, man, dude. How are you, first of all?
I'm good. I'm good. For this episode to air, I like good stuff. I'm good, though. I'm chilling. We'll talk about the man you've been working on.
Let me ask you this, Case. Was it a tough call for you to even do the Unsung? Because, like I said, you're not unsung to me because you're very current. You got hits. You continue to make hits. Was that a tough call for you?
Well, they wanted me to do it last year, and I said no. Maybe the season before that. Whenever it was, I said no. The only thing about it is I wanted it to be presented the right way. Like, I would definitely want to tell my story, but I wanted it to be presented the right way. And so we had to work on that angle of it. I think a lot of us artists are unsung in that we could have been bigger, and whatever situation may have happened that kept our careers from being what they could have been to reach their full potential. So in that way, I would say, yeah.
Right. Man, I got a chance to look at a pre-screening, man. And, you know, you think you know a person as a fan. And I want to say this to all the fans out there. You think you know, but you don't know. People don't know what you're going through, man. I mean, and you were really transparent in this Unsung, man. Well, is it anything that you wish you had held back?
Nah, because, I mean, everything in there, it happened. And the good, the bad, all of it is what goes into making you who you are right now. So, you know, I wouldn't change any of it, and I didn't see a reason to hold any of it back neither.
Right. Listening to the new music, man, it sounds like you got some, it's like some extra soul. Did you dig out some more soul?
Nah, you know what it is? I got what I wanted to do and what I've been trying to learn to do is to take more chances. Like, I forgot, somebody said this to me one day, the tree that doesn't bend eventually breaks. And so you got to kind of come outside. I got to kind of come outside of my comfort zone and just let go, you know? So what I wanted to do with Love Jones is kind of do that and just take chances. Just do whatever it is that I want to do. Just do it. If it works, it works. If it don't work, it don't work. But it's what's inside of me, and just let it out.
Man, you know what, man? You know, I'm a fan on so many levels, and I really, you know, I love the fact that I can call you a friend. And did anybody say anything that you was, like, surprised about, like, as you looked at the Unsung?
Yeah, and what's funny is that person is calling me on the other line. I just sent him the voicemail. I'll deal with him later. But that's funny that you said that. Yeah, my man Brian that I was in the group with told a story that I completely forgot about. And I'm like, oh, man, why did he tell? What made him even remember that? But he told a story about back in my younger days when I didn't have nowhere to stay and was still trying to work on the demo and stuff like that about the when the runner to Robin and stealing story, so.
Dude, I really want
so my mom
to see
called me.
Unsung. I think it's going to be one of the highest rated Unsungs because of stories like that. I was like, yo, Case was grimy, son? What?
Hey, man. It's in them streets.
Hey, you got
to
do what you got
to
do.
I was trying to find a way to make it happen. Yeah, I was, you know, I'm not proud of it, but, you know, I'm sure.
Right.
Most of us did stuff we're not proud of at some point.
Now, you've always been a great father, man. You got Case Jr. You got the little baby. Look like she done stole your heart, man.
Oh yeah, you know that. She in here running the house.
I can tell.
That's
is she showing any signs of? Any pipes, any vocals, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's been doing that since she was about two.
Wow.
Yeah, she sings, dances. She's a handful, that one.
Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning to Rodney Perry Live. We're on the line with Case. Case has an Unsung. When is the Unsung air?
Tomorrow night at 8.
Tomorrow night,
on
8
TV
o'clock.
One.
On TV One, but Case, the new project, man, let's talk about Love Jones Volume 1. Heaven. Start here. Start at Too Many Nights in L.A. for me. Take me there.
I mean, Too Many Nights in L.A. is just it's a story about being in a relationship and you've been kind of creeping off to L.A. and you got a situation, just a sticky situation that I'm sure a lot of people found themselves in, you know.
I know I just spent too many nights in L.A., that's Michelle.
Not me, I stay in Atlanta.
I know, right?
I stay right here.
Keep the house together. When you're putting together a project like this, what do you want the world to walk away with, man?
I want them to maybe learn from the experiences that are in the songs. maybe feel what I was feeling, whatever the song is. You know what I mean? And like you said with Heaven, Heaven is a baby making song, so you need to see that birth rate jump.
Right. But you're good for a good baby making song. As I was like, I think Rochelle came on one of them K songs, you know.
Yeah.
So like you've been making baby making music for a long time. I mean, do you have to put yourself in a certain mind frame when you're doing a song like that?
Nah, that's easy. That's easy.
That's the easy part though.
Yeah, that's the easy part. Those kind of songs are easy. Talking about that other stuff that you got to put yourself in the mind frame.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this, Case.
Feelings and
let me ask you this, man. Let's talk about your team, man, because I know there's people behind the scenes that people don't get to see. And as I watch The Unsung, you can catch it tomorrow night on TV One. As I watch The Unsung, it looked like your team changed over the years. Speak to making those changes and continue to move forward, man.
Well, what it did was, at the core, it's been the same from day one. But there's okay. been like little changes that have been made, because I mean you know this too, like from anything you're doing, like you grow or you go up into a different mindset, or you're moving in a different direction, and if everybody's not moving with you, it's not gonna work. So you got to move on.
Well, we've been playing the song, man. We got one left. Strawberry, tell me about Strawberry, man, and then throw to it.
Strawberry is basically about it's you and your lady, and you kind of doing role playing. So, you know, for tonight, you want to put on a special outfit, and her name is Strawberry tonight. Like just for tonight.
Wait a minute.
You know, she's somebody else today.
Stop right there. You stop right there, kid. You be role playing now.
No, I'm speaking to, you know, some people might, you know, I don't know.
None of your business, Roddy Perry. Hey, it's brand new music from Case. Man, I can't thank you enough for calling to the show, man. I know you're super busy, man. The Unsung is on the street tomorrow, TV One. And the new music, exclusive, Case, ladies and gentlemen, name of the song, Strawberry. Let's do some role playing.
Appreciate you,
Roddy. I'm about to call my lady. She's going to have to put some strawberries on tonight. I'm sick of this.
That's how you do it.
See that?
That's how you do it.
Yeah, I'm winning already, messing with Case. I'm winning.
It's a win-win.
Hang on. Price says she's going home with a basket full of strawberries. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in. Jam Plans, thank you for checking in. It's your boy Rodney Perry. I don't know what is happening with this thing right now. Priceless. Appreciate you. Madeline, if you can hear me play that song, I'm having some issues on my end. Up next, Tony Rock. FollowMyTrades.com. What's up? Welcome to the show. This is your boy, Rodney Perry. Rodney Hardiman, that's my man. Thank you.
Let me hear that outfit. It's just the case. Well, for me, it's called just for case. So put it on.
Crazy hit, dude, man. I love it. I love all of music. I love I'm Good. I love Strawberry. You got people where can they pick this up?
Well, I can answer that because I think we lost Case. But Friday you can pick up I'm Good on Amazon, and on you can pick up the Love Jones EP on Monday.
On iTunes.
Mm-hmm. No, you can pick it up anywhere. You can download it.
Oh, anyway.
You can see, you can go to im-case.com, pick it up. It's going to be everywhere music is sold or purchased.
Hey, man, Mr. Seuss, thanks for chiming in, man. I really like this new music, man. And you look good on TV, dog. I know you ain't no in front of the camera, dude.
No doubt. Sure did.
My man. Hey, man, yeah. And always, man. Thanks for the support, man. Seuss Connect on the line. Case, new music. We're going to go through. We're going to play them all again. That's how I feel about it right now.
Hey, appreciate
y'all
you, man.
Stay tuned. All the social media is at I Am Case, am I right?
I Am Case, I Am _ Case 1 is Instagram, at Case Music is the Twitter, and Case Music is his Facebook fan page, so you can catch him there. Or like I said, you can go to im-case.com, that's his website, you can keep up with everything that he's doing, tour dates, music, merchandise, everything, you can catch right there.
Man, awesome, man. You guys are doing an amazing job. Keep up the great work, doggy.
No problem. You too, man. All right.
My man. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. My man Case just called in. The new music is Bananas. I love it. Super excited about it for Case. The Unsung comes out tomorrow. The Unsung comes out tomorrow. Up next on the show, my man Tony Rock gonna hit me up. Tony Rock is wild. Brand new show, TV One. Man, this dude, first of all, let me tell y'all something. Tony Rock, bar none, one of the dopest comedians in the game, period. Bar none. Guy been smashing the game for years on so many levels. So this is what we're gonna do. This is what we're gonna do. We're going to, I got some, where is that clip at? I was on the internet the other day. I found this clip. Well, let's do this. Let's do this before I go. Give me a couple minutes. We'll be right back, y'all. More Rodney Perry Live. Don't leave. Y'all know I had a stroke, so I'm all about this. This is my new passion, stroke prevention.
When a stroke strikes, it spreads like a fire in the brain. The longer it goes undetected, the more damage is done. To spot the signs of a stroke, you have to think and act fast. F. Face. Has their face fallen on one side? Can they smile? A. Arms. Can they raise both arms and keep them there? F. Speech. Is their speech slurred? T. Time. Just like a fire, it's time to call 999 if you see any single one of these signs. The faster you act, the more of the person you save. When stroke strikes, act fast.
Hey, y'all, this is your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Up next, my man Tony Rock. This is my man Joe. This is what the song is leading to.
Stopping us both from moving full steam ahead. I know we both want the best. Let go is not that hard. Looking for a reason to fail before we start. Don't let it tear us apart. Maybe we can get a little red. Gotta do it, name. With this baggage, ain't no room to trust. If we gon' win, we gotta go in. Believe me, that's the only way. It's too like we already know. Never had a love like this before. Put your heart into it, you're all into it. Ooh, maybe we can get a little reckless. Ooh, take some chances till we perfect this. All we gotta do is lean.
My man, what's good, brother?
Hey, man, mad love to you, man. Brand new show, about to hit the streets. Tell me about it,
yes,
bro.
Yes, sir. Wait, first of all, we got to go back. We have to backtrack. I really want people to understand how incredible it was working with you on Come On Man. I couldn't have did half of the stuff I did on that screen without, like, you behind me, pushing me, guiding me, helping me, man. It was a privilege and an honor. And if you haven't seen the movie, you got to see it. You're going to see the connection is real between Roddy and I. I can't wait to do another movie with you, man.
Oh, hey, same here, man. You know, I think, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of times as comedians, you know, we go through our own individual existence and you know about everybody, but you ain't never really kicked it, especially if you're headlining. You very, very seldom get a chance to spend any time together. And so to get an opportunity to spend
time
together.
Yeah, you pretty much pass each other in the airport.
Exactly. So I really felt like I gained a friend working with you, man. And it's just a blessing.
Absolutely,
to watch you
man.
Smash everything, dude.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
Man, you do so much good stuff. Your charitable foundation, everything, man. This new show, though, Tony, man, I know TV One. This ain't your first TV One show, first of all. Am I right?
No, correct. I did we did the funny spot. We shot it at the Comedy Union on Pico in L.A. It was a stand-up comedy show, but then the other aspect of it was you got to ask questions of a comedian because everybody knows a comedian, but very few people know things about comedians. So that was the twist on that show, and TV One was gracious enough to accept the offer and put the show on TV. The new show is The Game of Dating. It's a marriage between a game show and a dating show. It's three teams get to watch real dates. These are real dates. We didn't play it up on TV. And they kind of bet money on what's going to happen next. They try to predict what's going to happen on the next during the date, how the date's going to end, how the date's going to begin, everything in between. And the team that wins the most money wins $10,000 at the end of the game.
10 G's? Well, yeah, that's big. You got a budget. Tony Rock got a budget.
TV One, they cut a check, man. They cut a check.
Hey, man, checks are good, man. Man, you traveling all over the country. The stand-up never stops for you. And you know what I think? If you look at your social media feed, you look like a party animal. But I know from close people that know you, they're like, Tony don't really be, he ain't no drinker. He don't really, is that true?
Well, you know what? It's what you see on Instagram especially is after the work is done. You got to get the work done first. I stress that to my younger brothers. Get the work done first, and then you could do whatever. So what you see on Instagram is me maybe on vacation after the job is done. You see me in a party after the show is done. You see me at a club after the interviews, after the auditions, after the pitch meetings. So once you get once you focus on the work, if you focus on the work first, then you're entitled to do whatever you want to do afterwards. I don't really go, you know, all the way to the wall with it as much as I used to. Now I just like to go out and, you know, fraternize, see the people, hang out with some comics. But for the most part, I'm focused on the work. I'm locked into the work.
Tony, is it another animal when you take on a show like this? Of course, I mean, you're a fabulous stand-up comedian, but do you have to completely shift mentally to host a show like this?
There's a slight shift in hosting a show as opposed to doing stand-up, but the beauty of this show was that it's so much funny stuff that's happening on the dates. It's so much funny stuff that's happening between the watchers. Sometimes the watchers are in disagreement with their own teammates, so there is a lot of room to do stand-up, to, you know, do a bit, or not a written bit, but to do improv based on what I'm watching, or improv based on what the watchers are debating or what they don't know about. Sometimes they didn't know what a word meant. I just would go right in and make a bit up right there on the spot. So I got to be a comic hosting the show. That was the beauty of it. That was a stand-up comic hosting a game show.
So the show debuts tomorrow, Tuesday night. How many weeks can we look forward to seeing it, man?
We got an 8-week run. We got 8 episodes, and I think they're going to do a bloopers episode also.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Yo, Tony Rock, man. I'm in awe. It's a pleasure to watch you build. Can we look for a comedy special coming down the pipe?
Oh, absolutely. I go on tour again next week with Mike Epps. Me and Mike Epps are going back out on tour this year. Shout out to Mike Epps. Thank you so much for letting me get on the tour again this year. I have a new movie coming out this year called The Couples Night. And before we go, man, I just want to make sure I let you know I didn't see you. I know you had some health issues, and I haven't seen you since, so I'm very happy that you're in good spirits, you're in good health. I sent so many prayers up for you, man, when Ryan posted stuff on social media about you. I'm just happy you're back with us, man. We need you here for a long time. Just happy to talk to you, man. I'll let you know that I was praying for you, bro.
Hey, man, I got them all. Thank you so much. I did have a stroke, man, and to be able to sit here and talk to you today is a major blessing, Tom, man. I mean, it really was a big wake-up call for me personally. You know, we live a life of excess, you know, drinking, smoking, kicking it, late nights, no sleep. And so, dude, I mean, it changed everything for me.
Well, that's nice to know, man. Good to have you here with us, man. We need you here for a long, long time, bro.
I ain't about to check out no time soon. Tony Rock, brand new show. The Game of Dating. Did I say it right?
The Game of Dating, yes.
Game of Dating on TV One, 8 p.m. Tuesdays on TV One. Man, again, man, congratulations, Tom, man. I see you out there on the road, brother.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon, bro. I love you, man. Peace.
Hey, y'all, it's Rodney Perry. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. That's Tony Rock, man. Doing it. TV One, shout out to TV One. Well done, guys. Y'all killing it. I love to see our African-American networks with original programming. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's, you know, what we saw BET and the New Edition story, what we see in the TV One, that's a big deal. I'm telling y'all, we have to watch our networks. We have to watch our networks. Hey, this is your boy Rodney Perry. I'm going to get into some more of that case, just in case you missed it. Let me hit y'all with this. It's called True Religion.
Loving that you know me. Confessions of a three-time sinner. Baby, let me hear your body. When I lay hands on the altar, I'd pray for it. Come pray for.
Thank you to my man Case. You can check him out on Unsung. That's this Tuesday night. And you can also check out on TV One as well, my man Tony Rock, brand new show, The Game of Dating. People compete for $10,000. What? They got a budget. Get it. Love it. Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. Much love. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for continuing to tune in. next week. Oh, we got a caller. Hold on, caller. You want to, what you want? Hey, Atlanta, you on Roddy Perry Live? What's up?
Oh, this Keno Trice, man. I just caught the tail end. Sound like you wrapping it up.
Yeah, I'm just wrapping it up, man. It was a great show, though, Keno. My man, Case called in. Tony Rock called in. And we talked about his brand new show, man. It was a good show today. You going out tonight?
Damn it. Nah, I'll be in our spot tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. I'll be there. I thought you were talking about hitting the stage.
I'll see you tonight. My man.
All right, brother.
All right, thanks for tuning in, Keno. Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry.
Right.
That's our show for today. See y'all next week from 12 to 2. Well, it's 1:30, but I'm done.